Okay. All of the concepts that you just mentioned are obsolete. None of them have validity any longer in this final period. The upper death drive and the lower death drive are actually the same. They're not even two different drives, because the lower drive is actually the engine of the destruction that is bringing us back to the singularity of God consciousness. So everything is serving God. But we have reached a point where, you know, in the society at large, it's transgenderism. But that's a bizarre reflection of the fact that all of us must now get to that place that's beyond gender. The soul does not have gender. It's not masculine or feminine. A being who is in the ego tends to be phallic or oriented toward those goals of dominance, and one who is more in the feminine traditionally was seeking and vibrating with soul consciousness that was in acceptance, that was in a state of love, that was raising children, that was providing a home and an oasis of love while the man went out there and killed the enemy and brought home the bacon and all of that, all of those cliches, right? That's all over. That's been over for quite some time now, in fact. Even feminism is over now. More men are now winning women's athletic competitions than women. And, you can't define the woman is a very famous cliche. You can't define a man either. But all of this is a reflection at a low level of what is actually a truth at a high level, because as above, so below. So now we have to transcend that. We're not going to create another society now. Society is over. This world is over. We are going to create the sanskaras, which are the divine will to serve God as the unity of Shiva and Shakti, the unity of the masculine and the feminine, not the polarization of them. So if you take on the masculine, then you will have lost your own unity with the feminine and project that on a woman, and neither of you will achieve liberation. So that would be an error in your approach to spirituality. So our goal now is to be liberated from the illusion of duality, which includes that of man and woman. And it is that ultimate liberation from all differences in the radiant sameness of the light in which we are all one. I hope that's of help to you, but probably not to your ego, which won't be happy about hearing that.